everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Psyche Theory. So at the beginning of the year, the new year, 2024, I just want to start off with this podcast with a new thing that everybody likes to do at the beginning of the year, new year resolutions. But instead of talking about the things that most people, you know, need to achieve for the whole year, like, okay, maybe learning new languages, maybe learning new skills, or doing something important, or reaching their goals or dreams, I just want to talk about the most important things, in my opinion, that people need to at least have at the top of their list of new year resolution, which is self-love. So I haven't talked in this podcast for a very long time, but in this episode I just want to say that I'm so grateful for the last year. First, I've achieved a lot. Right now I'm in the US, so I've got scholarship and I am here now, so I'm grateful for that. And it makes me realize that no matter how big a dream you achieve as a person, one of the things that people must have in general is self-love. Like, the love that you have for yourself is the most important thing. Okay, let's dive into this together. This might be a new season for this podcast, because I'm gonna go off with the topics that come up to my mind and just talk to you guys about, you know, real topics. Today we're gonna embark on a profound journey into the essence of self-love, a topic that goes beyond the surface and delve deep into the core of our well-being. So that's it, self-love, right? Okay, let's start by understanding what self-love truly means. A lot of people have their own definition, but because it's more than just a buzzword, it's fundamentally aspects of our psychological health. If you love yourself, basically mean you have good mental health. But by all means, doesn't mean you're not good if you don't hate if you hate yourself or anything like that. It's just, if you love yourself, you're gonna become like healthier. You'll become self-aware of who you are as a person and what you want. That's what I'm trying to say. So self-love basically means involve recognizing our worth, embracing imperfections, our flaws, and nurturing a genuine connection with ourselves, within ourselves first, before we try to connect with other people. It's about cultivating a positive and compassionate relationship with the person that you basically see in the mirror every morning. And a lot of people might ask, why is self-love essential? Why is it important, right? Imagine it as the bedrock of, you know, mental well-being. When we prioritize self-love, we equip ourselves with a foundation to face life challenges. You know, life is all about difficulties, challenges. So if you don't love yourself, how can you face that challenge? Because like, the main characters of your life is you. If you don't support them, then who's gonna support you yet, right? So it's a powerful force that shields us from self-doubt, fuels resilience, and contribute to an overall sense of fulfillment. So if you love yourself, basically mean you got your own back, and that is the most important person you need to have on your back. And in terms of the science behind self-love, delving into the psychological realm, research shows that practicing self-love triggers positive changes in brain activity. That's why I want to start the episodes of my podcast in the beginning of 2024 about self-love. I want self-love to be, as cliche as it sounds, to be someone priority for their new year resolution beside anything else. You know, before you try to learn new skills, or before you set aside any things that you want to achieve this year, one thing you must have now is self-love. I mean, if you don't think you love yourself enough, now learn to love yourself first so that anything else can be achieved later on. And also, it stimulates the release of neurotransmitters like serotonin, the feel-good, quote-unquote, chemical, contributing to improved mood and reduced stress levels. Understanding this science reinforces the significance of integrating self-love into our daily life. So this is according to science about how important self-love is. And also practical tip for loving yourself. Moving from the theory, science, to practice, let's explore actionable steps to cultivate self-love. Self-love means you take care of yourself. Regular self-care rituals, setting and respecting boundaries, practicing self-compassion are crucial. Consider keeping a gratitude journal, acknowledging our achievement, and engaging in activities that bring joy. That's self-love. And remember, it's about creating a nurturing environment for your own growth and happiness. So basically mean, one, if you are in a relationship that don't respect you or make you feel bad about yourself, you might want to consider keeping distance from that person. That's also called self-love. And if you achieve something today, even if it's a little, just keep a gratitude journal about it, thanking yourself for it, and taking care of yourself every day. That's really is about self-love. And the reasons I just want to talk about self-love is that because it impacts on our relationships as well. Because as we navigate the landscapes of self-love, it's essential to recognize its profound impact on our relationships with others. When we genuinely love and accept ourselves, we bring authenticity to our connections with others, with families, friends. It paves the way for healthier, more meaningful relationships as we can share love from a place of abundance rather than, you know, seeking validation from external sources. You don't ask for validation all the time from the people you love because you already love yourself and you think you are already enough, so that you don't try constantly to ask anybody for anything else that they don't want to give. Let's just say like that. And if you know the reasons, also one of the reasons why I want to talk about this is because if someone were to ask me a question about what is my best advice that I've got so far in my life, I would say to love yourself more and more every day, you know, because to think about it, life is not easy. Life is always difficult. You're gonna meet problems all the time. So you cannot be happy every day, every minute, every second. But the good thing about it is that if you love yourself enough, you're gonna survive no matter what. Because when you love yourself, it means you trust yourself, you believe in yourself, you believe that no matter how hard life is, you're gonna survive. But if you trying to flip it, you know, if you don't love yourself and your life is very easy, let's say you come from a very good family and unfortunately you have, you know, some problems, little problems, and then you start hating yourself, you do some stuff like drinking, like doing something that is not good for yourself, then like what's the point? It means you don't love yourself. Even if your life seems to be good, you can destroy it if you don't love yourself. Life is cruel, unfair, unjust in and of itself. But the thing is that if you love the person you look into the mirror every day, I believe you survive. And I've been at one point in my life where I don't really love myself. I felt so insecure about myself. And to think about it, that made me very, very sad that I have a few people in my life that support me throughout the time, luckily. My family, my immediate family. But to think about it, I just got out of it when I decided that I choose myself. You know, I choose myself over toxic relationship. I choose myself over the limited belief that I have for myself. You know, and I don't think that if I don't love myself enough, I would get what I want right now. So I'm grateful for that. And yeah, that's it. That is like the theory of self-love from me, like the experience. So that is the episode that you guys get today. Hopefully it helped somehow. And I think this is, just tell me how it is, right? I put my email in the description, so if you have any suggestions about next episode, just let me know. Do you love the style of the new episode or the previous one better? So that's it. Yeah, thank you and take care. See you in the next episode.